A new report released this morning found that China's government is subsidizing production of the deadly chemicals used to make fentanyl. The powerful street opioid is killing thousands, actually tens of thousands of Americans every year. U.S. officials have pressured China to stop fentanyl production for years. But investigators with a House committee say Chinese companies involved in the fentanyl trade are getting tax breaks and other incentives. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann joins us. Brian, so what does this report say?
Well, A, we've known that chemical companies in China are manufacturing these precursor chemicals that are then sold to Mexican cartels. The drug gangs then cook that fentanyl that winds up in the U.S. It's often formed into fake prescription pills. Fentanyl's killing nearly 200 Americans every single day. And what this investigation found, here's what's new, is that after these Chinese companies export those deadly chemicals, they're then applying for and apparently receiving government tax rebates, grants, and other incentives. One of the investigators speaking with reporters on Background said those subsidies from the Chinese government to these criminal companies are helping fuel America's deadly overdose crisis.
Is there, though, evidence the Chinese government is doing this on purpose, deliberately?
Yeah, the motives are unclear. A bipartisan team of investigators for the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party found that by supporting these companies that are clearly involved in this criminal enterprise, the Chinese government has boosted its chemical manufacturing industry. These investigators also allege that criminal gangs with links to the Chinese Communist Party have gained a lot of power. They've emerged as top international money launderers because of the fentanyl business. And this report also suggests China may hope to weaken the U.S. with fentanyl, which is now a leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 40.
Hey, Brian, I remember last October, President Biden met with China's president, Xi Jinping, and Biden said back then that Chinese officials promised to help curb fentanyl chemical exports. Any sign of progress there?
Yeah, no progress. The House investigators found, in fact, that evidence shows China took steps to hide these financial subsidies for companies making fentanyl chemicals. They say those incentives appear to still be in place as of this month. They also say there's no sign China's central government is using its immense power to crack down on the fentanyl industry. On the contrary, investigators say China warned chemical companies about U.S. drug investigations. NPR has reached out to the White House for a comment about this report, and so far we haven't heard back.
Okay. Now, does this report offer any new ideas for stopping these Chinese chemicals that make fentanyl?
So this House committee is holding a hearing today to talk about new ways to pressure the Chinese government, but they acknowledge this won't be easy. Tensions between the U.S. and China are already high because of Taiwan and trade issues. This report also points out that many of these Chinese chemical companies involved in the fentanyl trade are big players in other legitimate industries with customers in the U.S. and around the world. There's also now this complicated system of money laundering involving cryptocurrencies that makes it really hard to track the money involved in these deals.
One more thing quickly, Brian. What's happening with fentanyl across the U.S.? Remind us where we're at with this crisis.
Well, it's still grim, eh? We're seeing around 110,000 total drug deaths a year. In some cities and rural areas, overdose rates are actually still rising. What's clear is the overwhelming majority of that is being driven by this fentanyl sourced from China.
All right, that's NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann. Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you.